our Christmas concert, which is Christmas with Kennelly. I joke that my wonderful predecessor, Ray Cornils, had Christmas with Cornils, and the only reason that they chose me for the job is that my second name rhymed with Kr. So they did Christmas Kennelly. So we were thinking if we should change the K to a C and make it look even cooler, but Christmas with Kennelly is what we
but
have.
But the K works for Kochmar.
It does, yes. Yeah. I mean, it was just written in the stars. So this year we have some really exciting plans. Everybody loves the Kochmar Christmas concert. I came to the December concert last year, so I got a flavor of how it runs. And I think of it as inviting people into my living room with the fire roaring and the stockings hanging up and the decorations sort of shimmering in the candlelight, and sort of saying, these are my favorite Christmas holiday experiences. And that's something that I loved about Ray's program, that it felt very intimate, even though we're in a 2,000-seat concert hall with this huge instrument with over 7,000 pipes and 5 keyboards and 32 pedals. I wanted to make it feel intimate and personal, and the organ can do that very easily. So I have some really, really lovely traditional holiday carols. O Holy Night, I just made an arrangement for soloists and chorus and organ and brass that I'm just finishing up. The ink is drying as we speak, so that will be sort of shown off for the first time. And also an arrangement of the Carol of the Bells, which is a Lithuanian tune, which is really, really well known in this country from movies like Home Alone and other sort of popular things. But I wanted to make an arrangement that showcased the organ as well.
Well, because the organ does bells really well.
It does. So we have lots of bell possibilities, and they're all acoustic sounds. Nothing is electronic. Nothing comes out of a speaker. It's all acoustic. It's all real. And people can hear that. It's a visceral experience when you hear the Kochmar. The percussion is just wonderful.
You know, I want to ask you, when you were talking about the arrangement of O Holy Night, mm-hmm. and you were mentioning the brass, what is it about brass and organ that just works so well together? I've always thought that, I can't articulate why I think that's such a beautiful pairing.
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. One is that the organ, to a certain extent, is designed to mimic brass instruments, because the brass produced traditionally that sort of straight tone, for want of a better word, very driving, sometimes a very piercing sound. And that works in contrast with a symphony orchestra. The string section they will be playing generally with vibrato, a lot of warmth to the sound through that mini fluctuation of pitch. With brass players, it's sort of a contrast, a very flat, powerful sound, and flat in a good way, a very direct sound. And that's the sound the organ generally does best, that very directed, exhilarating sound. I think that's one of the reasons that...
I knew you'd have the answer.
Organ and brass, it's just a perfect match in heaven. And the same thing with percussion and organ, because the organ is very percussive, and to match that with percussion instruments can be really thrilling.
And what else is on the program?
So we have a couple of fun things. There's a great arrangement of The Night Before Christmas, which sets the narration with a brass and organ sort of mashup of Christmas tunes and Disney themes, and by Anthony De Lorenzo. And I know Ray's done that a few times over the years. It's a really fun opener. So I thought that would be good to engage the audience and have a sort of multimedia experience. I'm also doing a new arrangement of some movements from the Nutcracker Suite by Tchaikovsky.
Oh, that's a crowd pleaser.
Everybody loves that. It is a crowd pleaser. It's not really been performed on the organ, as far as I can tell, but it's such popular music, and it transcribes brilliantly.
I was just thinking, again, there's so many things. I can already hear it in my head.
Exactly. Yeah. And you will. And we're going to... There'll be a wonderful light show that we're having designed to go with that. So instead of having ballet dancers on stage, we'll have the lights sort of dancing above on the ceiling and all of the organ case.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
So that's going to be really fun. The second half of the concert, we have I'm going to make up a little symphony on Christmas songs. So we're going to ask the audience to suggest melodies that they like, and I will pick some of those out of a Santa hat or something, and I'll just make up a little symphony on
the
spot.
Oh, my gosh, it's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be really cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And will you be wearing the obligatory Santa hat or maybe – oh, wait. You'd make a great elf. It's just a suggestion,
oh, thank you.
James.
Yeah, I think I need to downgrade my status to elf status rather than Father Santa Claus status. So, yeah, there may be some costume changes involved. We'll have to see. But we're joined by some fabulous guests, the Choral Art Society and Bob Russell. We've partnered with them a number of times. They're just absolutely fantastic. They'll be singing some pieces with organ and with the brass, and they'll be leading the audience carols. So you think of all your favorite Christmas songs. We'll be singing those all together with, 2,000 people making a real run for the money for the mighty Kochmar, if it can live up to all that noise.